After eating raw foods, my mind started working better. I could concentrate for longer periods of time, whereas before I felt very distracted and I could never sit down and read a book. I actually signed up to go to a local university in the town we live at the age of 14.
Life-loving viewers, welcome to Healthy Living. The raw vegan diet is gaining in popularity, and raw vegans say that the diet has many advantages, such as preventing and reversing disease, improving digestion, as well as enhancing physical and spiritual energy. The raw vegan diet includes only uncooked plant foods, or those cooked at temperatures at or below 40 degrees Celsius or 104 degrees Fahrenheit, thus protecting natural enzymes, a key element in bodily health, from being destroyed by the high temperatures. Today we'll visit with two experts in the field of raw foods. We start with Sergei Butenko. The Butenko family is originally from Moscow, Russia, and immigrated to the US in 1990. After 3 years, the entire family began to experience serious health issues, and in 1994, their mother Victoria, who was searching for a cure, began following a raw vegan diet. The whole family later adopted this wholesome lifestyle, and everyone's health issues disappeared. The Butenkos started publishing books, producing DVDs, and conducting health seminars, thus helping people around the world to change their diet and improve their health.
When I was only 9 years old, I was diagnosed with juvenile diabetes, and at the same time, everybody in my family also got sick. My mom had arrhythmia, my dad had hyperthyroid and arthritis, and my sister had asthma. We looked first for a conventional method that would get us better, and after we didn't find any answers there, we started looking into alternative methods, which led us to find raw food, and we started eating a raw food diet, eating lots of greens, and it ended up healing all of our ailments.
In their search for a better way of eating, the Butenko family discovered that common greens available in markets are superfoods, containing a wide array of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, proteins, and phytonutrients, in addition to being full of healing goodness. Thus, raw greens became one of the key factors in restoring the family's well-being.
We've tried many different ways to eat raw food, where we were mostly fruitarians, when we mostly ate sprouts, lots of nuts. And what we've learned 16 years into doing this is that you have to remember to eat those green leafies. They're very, very beneficial for every facet of health. The best way, absolutely, is to start by incorporating green smoothie into your diet. And this is a basic concept that my mother, Victoria Butenko, developed, where you take green leafy vegetables and blend them in a blender with fruits, and it makes a delicious green cocktail. It tastes just like a fruit smoothie, but it's an easy way to get green leafies in your system. If you do that and nothing else, you'll start to regenerate your health, you'll start to naturally crave healthier foods, and you'll start wanting to eat healthier. I think that is probably the best thing people can do.
Victoria Butenko, an adjunct professor at Southern Oregon State University, USA, introduces various green smoothie recipes and shares her knowledge of the natural power of fruits and green vegetables in her book, Green Smoothie Revolution. In addition, when they were teenagers, Sergei and his sister Valya co-published Eating Without Heating, on the advantages of raw veganism from a youth's perspective.
I noticed how kids of all ages, shapes, and sizes love their blended greens. It just tastes good, and we like to eat what tastes good.
edible plants are great in salads and juices and are free, delicious, and highly nourishing. Mr. Butenko studied wild edible plants for many years and discovered their amazing ability to help cure illnesses and boost energy. They are thus superfoods.
Weeds and wild edibles are my biggest passion because it was kind of a natural transition from eating lots of greens to eating free greens that were even more nutritious. So basically we're going to look at all the different things that our great-grandparents and grandparents used to call food that we've forgotten how to eat because they're scary now. We have this fear that they can harm us when in fact a much higher percentage of weeds is actually edible than poisonous. They're even more nutritious than organic store-bought greens, and they're free and easily accessible to everybody.
Sergei Butenko advocates adding wild edible plants to one's daily diet and often speaks on the topic and leads weed walks where participants experience the fun of finding weeds in nature for their smoothies. He cautions, however, that consultation with an expert is necessary if one is unsure if a plant is edible or not.
Our parents taught us to plop the back end of a clover in your mouth, and it actually releases some of its nectar, and it tastes quite sweet. Clovers are the really, really good blood purifiers. They cleanse your blood and help you to get rid of tumors, cancer. The leaves are actually really nutritious in salads and smoothies. Really delicious as well.
Marina Gladkeek is well known among raw foodists in Russia and is often invited by the media to speak about her raw food experiences. She has also published the books From Green Cocktails to Raw Food and My Life, Raw Foodism. In 2008, she took her sister Victoria Butenko's advice, began drinking green cocktails, and converted to eating only raw foods. Ms. Gladkeek then experienced major changes in her values and physical well-being. She can walk barefoot even on ice and snow, all her diseases have disappeared, and she has lost 15 kilograms.
Когда я переходила на сыроедение, если бы мне кто-нибудь сказал, что я буду бегать босиком, я бы ни за что не поверила. Сначала для моих босых ног было действительно немножко прохладно, холодно. Но через минуты полторы наступило удивительное такое состояние, благодаря которому мои ступни стали как будто разогреваться. И земля, снег их не охлаждал, а наоборот согревал. И то ли это какая-то была, наверное, большая связь с землей, с нашей природой, то ли это внутреннее какое-то наступило ликование от того, что я стою босыми ногами на снегу. И мне это так понравилось, что я стала больше и больше времени уделять этому.
How exactly does one convert to a raw food diet? Marina Gladkeek shares her valuable experiences.
Я считаю, что постепенный переход на сыроедение гораздо более эффективен, чем очень резкий отказ сразу же от многих продуктов. И, например, на сыроедении люди могут разнообразить свое меню тем, что добавляют в него зеленые коктейли, добавляют в него ореховое миндальное молоко, любое другое растительное молоко. И это лучше, чем пить молоко из магазина. И разнообразив наше меню, мы можем постепенно научиться слушать свой организм, наблюдать за ним, видеть определенные изменения и выбирать правильные, верные решения именно для нас. И мне кажется, что действительно каждый человек должен научиться слушать себя. Для этого сейчас существует очень много уже литературы и фильмов и всего прочего, но моя рекомендация – это постараться прислушаться к себе, почитать, может быть, какую-то литературу, узнать побольше, пообщаться с сыроедами, приходить на разные сыроедческие встречи и тогда начать постепенные изменения. Самое простое – это то, что мы можем взять любой растительный продукт, будь то это фрукт с дерева, будь то это чистая вода, которая льется с гор, например, или которую мы потом очищаем, если она проходит через водопровод, то в любом случае растительная пища очень просто употребляется. Помыл и съел. Фактически это даже еда для лентяев, потому что, как правило, не надо ничего готовить. И наш организм предназначен для такой пищи. И я могу сказать, что на сыроедении человек начинает есть гораздо меньше. Уменьшается количество съедаемой пищи, но энергии у человека намного больше. Попробуйте, может быть, вам это понравится.
Through a monthly potluck, Marina Gledkeek brings together raw foodists, vegans, and others who are interested in the raw diet to share experiences.
И за этот год я уже провела каждый месяц 12, вот получается, потлаков сыроедческих в Москве. Каждый месяц мы организовываем вечеринки для дискотеки, для сыроедов, веганов, для интересующихся. На наших вечеринках люди, там нет ни алкоголя, ни никотина, ни табака, нет негатива, и босиком мы танцуем. Вот. И в течение всего этого времени я стараюсь и в интернете, и непосредственно, и по телефону отвечать людям на многочисленные вопросы, как же приобрести столько энергии, как же стать здоровыми и счастливыми. Я надеюсь, что мой скромный вклад может для кого-то послужить полезным таким сообщением для того, чтобы изменить себя.
We sincerely thank you, Sergei Butenko and family, as well as Marina Gledkeek, for speaking to us about how a change in diet has not only transformed your outlook on life, but also put you on the path to wellness. May the beneficial raw vegan diet quickly spread to communities around the world.
VH, go green to save the planet!
For more information on the Butenko family and or Marina Gledkeek, please visit the following websites. The Butenko family, www.rawfamily.com. Books and DVDs by the Butenkos are available at the same website. Marina Gledkeek, www.gladworld.ru. Books by Miss Gledkeek are available at www.piter.com. Beloved viewers, thank you for watching this week's edition of Healthy Living. Coming up next is Science and Spirituality after Noteworthy News. May all sentient beings be forever healthy and happy.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/HL.